verse is one of the last things Jesus says to his disciples before going back to heaven, before his ascension. He's just given them a great mission to do tough but exciting adventures into this big world for them. So that last bit of help that Jesus gives is this: "And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Now, as you saw in our first talk, this is a great comfort. Jesus has all authority, and he is going to be with them as they go all over the world. Wherever they go, whatever they do, Jesus is going to be with them, always. But Jesus saying this again means something big. Because throughout the Bible, the Lord has said this same thing to other people, that he will be with them always. God says it to encourage. It means the Lord is going to stay with them, to guide them, to protect them for the rest of their lives. That's the strange thing. When Jesus says here he will be always with these Christians, he doesn't say for the rest of your life. He says to the end of the age. What's the difference? Well, for one thing, almost all of these disciples are going to face a lot of suffering, even death. So they need Jesus most at the end of their lives, then and after. And then in our Mark reading, Jesus quotes the Old Testament. And in fact, he might actually be even quoting himself, as it's the angel of the Lord who says that. But the Lord has said to Moses, "I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Not, "I was the God." What encouraged Moses then was not that God had helped Abraham, but that the Lord was still with Abraham. God had promised he would be with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, just one of the few. And he still is with them generations later, after they've died. He's still with them. I am the God. If we meet Jesus, but Jesus is also talking to and with these ancient saints from thousands of years ago, then we, even today, are alongside billions of people right now. When we meet Jesus, when we worship him, we are standing with the greatest Christians in history and greatest Christians not recorded in history. To list a few, there's Adam and Eve, there's Enoch, both Adam and Eve. Always love about that story, just quickly, bit tangent. But they got kicked out of the garden. And what's funny is they got kicked out of God's presence. God's like, "You're not going to be with me anymore." And then next verse, when Abel and Cain are in their mess, the Lord's there again. So he did follow them. Even though they got kicked out, he's still with Adam and Eve. So he's with Adam and Eve, sorry to carry on. He's with Enoch. He's with Noah, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as we saw. Moses, Joshua, David, Isaiah, and even these disciples we're reading about today. God is with them all. He is their God, even now. And all those Old Testament Christians, all those Christians we're thinking about, they're all doing the same thing that we are today. They're gathering together with Jesus, listening to Jesus, doing what Jesus says, and waiting for him to come again. Church, like this church, is not just a small group of people here at this time. The body of Christ, as Beth announced, has been going since the beginning of the world, and it will continue to the end of the world and beyond. And here, even at St. Crispin's, we are part of an ancient and endless epiphany, an endless realization that Jesus is what everything is about. He is what we love more than anything else, that Jesus is God, and that we're so excited about it, we've got to tell anyone who asks about him. And that as Jesus is God, he is with us always to the end of the age. So to finish our thoughts on this present Jesus, let's think about first what it means that Jesus is supporting us. Who is behind this church? Who is leading St. Crispin's, as we looked at in our first talk? And second, let's think about what we are being told to do, this great mission that we have as followers of Jesus. And third, what does it mean to be a part of church, this body of Christ? If we are following Jesus, then who else is alongside us? And especially that final verse, that final help and encouragement Jesus gave. What does it mean that Jesus is with us? When two or three gathered, he's here right now. Jesus is with us. What does that mean? Well, I just want to end with one final reading, a short one. It's from Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. So let's listen to this. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Let's remember that and that mission we have, what church is, what it means that Jesus is with us.